Tonight, we're going to do a little bit of praising God, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to read some passages. But I want you to think about what's going on here. You know, we don't. Well, when you look in the scriptures, one of the things you see, and you read the Psalms and things like that, and you know, we're going to read a couple of Psalms here that you know, are basically a praise psalm. It's praising God. You know, when was the last time you praised God? You know, when we pray, we thank God. We do that a lot, right? We may ask of God. We tell him, you know, that we're thankful for all kinds of things that he's done for us. But praising God, giving him glory, which is kind of what we're going to talk about tonight in these examples. And then there's a punchline at the end, and I'll wait for the end because it's just so good that inspired this lesson. Okay, Psalm 145. I will extol you, my God, O King, and I will bless your name forever and ever. Every day I will bless you. I will praise your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall praise your works to another, and shall declare your mighty acts. I will meditate on the glorious splendor of your majesty and on your wondrous works. Men shall speak of the might of your awesome acts, and I will declare your greatness. They shall utter the memory of your great goodness, and shall sing of your righteousness. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger, and great in mercy. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. All your works shall praise you, O Lord, and your saints shall bless you. They shall speak of the glory of your kingdom and talk of your power. To make known to the sons of men his mighty acts and the glorious majesty of his kingdom. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures throughout all generations. The Lord upholds all those who fall and raises up all who are bowed down. The eyes of all look expectantly to you, and you give them their food in due season. You open your hand and satisfy the desire of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all his ways, gracious in all his works. The Lord is near to all who call upon him, to all who call upon him in truth. He will fulfill the desire of those who fear him. He will also hear their cry and save them. The Lord preserves all who love him, but all the wicked he will destroy. My mouth shall speak the praise of the Lord, and all flesh shall bless his holy name forever and ever. That's kind of a long way from thank you, Lord, for giving us a good day and blessing me with my wife and a good meal. And, you know, that's a long way from that, isn't it? Think about it, how we should all be doing this daily when we're talking. Psalm 29. Give unto the Lord, O you mighty ones, give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. The voice of the Lord is over the waters. The God of glory thunders. The Lord is over many waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord breaks the cedars. Yes, the Lord splinters the cedars of Lebanon. He makes them also skip like a calf, Lebanon and Syrian like a wild young ox. The voice of the Lord divides the flames of fire. The voice of the Lord shakes the wilderness. The Lord shakes the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord makes the deer give birth and strips the forest bare. And in his temple, everyone says, glory. The Lord sat enthroned at the flood, and the Lord sits as king forever. The Lord will give his strength to his people, and the Lord will bless his people with peace. It's another great example. It's one of my favorite psalms of praise. But here's the punchline. Job 26, we're going to start in verse 5. This is Job speaking. The dead tremble, those under the waters and those inhabiting them. Sheol is naked before him, and destruction has no covering. He stretches out the north over empty space, and he hangs the earth on nothing. He binds up the water in his thick clouds, and yet the clouds are not broken under it. He covers the face of his throne and spreads his cloud over it. He drew a circular horizon on the face of the waters at the boundary of light and darkness. The pillars of heaven tremble and are astonished at his rebuke. He stirs up the sea with his power, and by his understanding he breaks up the storm. By his spirit he adorned the heavens, and his hand pierced the fleeing serpent. Indeed, these are the mere edge of his ways, and how small a whisper we hear of him. But the thunder of his power, who can understand? Isn't that wonderful? The mere edge. This is just scratching it. That's what Job was saying. All this praise we've been reading about, just scratching it. It's a whisper, a small whisper of the glory and awesome majesty of our God. That's worth thinking on and chewing on. That's worth thinking on and chewing on. That's a lesson. I think that's enough. If obviously, if anyone is online, and we know the people who are here, and we know they've all obeyed the gospel, but if anyone there needs to come to terms with this awesome, mighty God, guess what? You don't get to make the rules. He makes the rules, and you better obey them. But we know that he's given us what we need to know to please him, to have our sins forgiven, to be with him eternally. And if we need him, he cares for us. Did you see that in those Psalms? How he cares. He says everything. He opens his hand and feeds every living thing. Let's think about that. If anyone has any needs or any prayers, or if anyone needs to obey the gospel, let us know. We'll help you. We may not be able to move heaven and earth on our own, but we will do the closest thing we can mortally to help you obey the gospel. So if you have any needs, you can come forward as we stand and sing.